Anything in the Bible, I'm going to preach. No matter what the society says, this is the authoritative word of God.
Hello, and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In the message we will hear this evening, Pastor Brian Grant asks the awesome and challenging question, what happens when we forget God? Perhaps you may be asking, can such a thing even be possible? This evening, Pastor Grant will take us to this 22nd chapter of the second book of Kings to see how that is exactly the condition young King Josiah faced when he became king. The nation, God's chosen people, had forgotten their God. But happily, King Josiah, though a youth, realized what a terrible thing it was that the nation had forgotten God. His heart was terror-stricken as he immediately set about to make things right. So as you join the story, we invite you to have your Bibles handy and follow along with us as Pastor Grant brings the first part of his message, Rediscovering God. Here now is Pastor Grant.
Freedom isn't free. And if you could speak to our four parents who were enslaved on plantations across America, the West Indies, and Brazil, they tell us horrific stories of the price they paid for our freedom. And as James Weldon Johnson reminded us in the hymn we just sang, a hymn that is regarded by some as the African-American anthem, as James Weldon Johnson reminded us in that song, the road to freedom was a harsh and painful road, covered with the blood of the slaughtered. Along the road to freedom, there were heroes like Sojourner Truth and, of course, Harriet Tubman, Dr. Martin Luther King, and many others. But after watching Henry Louis Gates Jr.'s recent series on the Black Church, and if you haven't seen it, it's worthwhile viewing. If you haven't watched his series on the Black Church, if you watched it, there is no doubt, even as the song itself reminds us, that, listen, that it's only by God's grace that we have come this far. We have certainly come this far only by faith, leaning on the Lord. But after acknowledging that it was God who brought us to where we are, the part of that hymn that always strikes me is that it reminds us towards the end, it gives us a very serious warning, because it warns us that if we allow our feet to stray from God's path, our hearts may get so drunk with the wine of the world that we may forget him. And so this morning I want to speak to you on the theme, Rediscovering God. For just like Israel forsook God after he delivered them from slavery, I fear that many of us have strayed from the path that our forefathers blazed for us. Many of us whose foreparents were delivered by God from slavery, I fear that many of us have forsaken God. And this message, I want to just say this to you, because you might be watching this morning, and I know there are individuals of all nationalities and backgrounds who are watching the program, but I want you to know this program is not just directed to one group of individuals, it's directed to all of us. God is speaking to all of us, because Americans of every race have forsaken God. Am I right about that? Americans, it is not a racial thing. So although I may make a couple comments along the way to individuals just like me who are black Americans, this message is for everyone. God is speaking to all of us regardless of race. As we speak about the theme, a very important theme in the day in which we're living, rediscovering God. What happens when we forsake God? What happens when we abandon God and when we forget God? Write this down if you're taking notes. When we forget God, we lose our freedom. When we forget God, we lose our freedom. In about 1400 BC, Israel finally arrived in the Promised Land. But despite all God had done for them, their descendants forsook God. For almost 700 years, God put up with their sinful ways. But in about 720 BC, that's about 700 years of foolishness God put up with. But in about 720 BC, God finally took action. Open your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 17. And let me read a few verses there. 2 Kings chapter 17. I want to read from verses 5 through 9 and then jump to verse number 18. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse number 5. And here's what the word of God, here's how it reads in 2 Kings 17, verse 5. Now the king of Assyria went throughout all the land and went up to Samaria. Samaria is the capital of Israel. For those of you who are Bible scholars, you remember that what was going on here, Israel had split in two. There was now the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah. Israel were the 10 northern tribes, and Judah was the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. The Bible referred to them as Judah, but the Bible is now telling us here that that the king of Assyria went up to Samaria. Samaria was the capital of Israel, the 10 tribes. He went up to Samaria in the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria. He took Samaria and carried Israel away to Assyria and placed them in Halah and by the Habor, the river of Gozan, and in the city of the Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods and had walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel which they had made. Also, the children of Israel secretly did against the Lord their God things that were not right. And they built for themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortified city. These high places were places where they were worshiping idols. These people whom God had delivered in a mighty way from slavery, they had now abandoned God and they were worshiping idols. And the Bible says, listen, God abandoned them. Verse 18, therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah alone. Israel abandoned God, and God had now abandoned them to the Assyrians. They were now in captivity because they had abandoned the God who gave them freedom. And I want to say this morning, if we abandon God, we will end up enslaved. Now, you're going to see in a minute that it may not be the same type of slavery or captivity that Israel went in, but anytime, and listen, my friend, if you're watching us this morning, and if you're here this morning, anytime we decide to abandon God, we are going to end up enslaved. I've met people who walked away from God. You know, people say Christianity is too confining. It's too restrictive. You ever heard anybody say that? It's too restrictive for me. I'm done. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to find freedom. Perhaps there's a young person here this morning, you're thinking that way. I want my freedom. I am saying to you on the authority of the Word of God, anytime we decide to abandon God, we are going to end up in captivity, and we're going to end up in the worst type of captivity possible. We're going to end up becoming captive to our own sinful lusts. Turn with me, if you would, to Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Hold your Bible there, because we're coming back to 2 Kings 17 in a moment. But I'm going to Romans chapter 1, if you don't mind. Romans chapter 1, we're going to pick up at verse number 18. Here's what the Word of God tells us there. Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Notice, they are suppressing the truth, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And God is saying, despite his clear revelation that there is a God, he says that there are people who suppress the truth. They're holding it down. They're refusing to believe and obey God and to come searching diligently for God. They're suppressing the truth. And God says, listen, if you suppress the truth, I am going to have a reaction. I will respond to you when you determine that you're going to suppress the truth. Rather than searching for God, you're suppressing the revelation that I have given you. He says, verse 21, because they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. Jump to verse 24. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, listen good, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one for another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Listen, this sounds like in today's newspaper, doesn't it? Don't forget, this was written 2,000 years ago, almost 2,000 years ago. God, who knew exactly where we were heading, he has already penned it, and he has described exactly what's going on in our society. Verse number 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. They did not want, they abandoned God, and God is saying, he abandon them to a depraved mind to do those things which are not fitting. I want to put Romans chapter 1 verse 28 on the screen so we can all see how the Message Bible puts it. Here's how it reads. Since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking. And I don't miss this. Young people, I hope you're listening this morning, because you are living in a crazy society. And I want you to recognize, young person, before you allow the world to allure you in the wrong direction, I want you to realize that the Bible is saying whenever we abandon God, he's going to abandon us, and we're going to become slaves to our own sinful lusts. Oh, for parents did so much to produce freedom. Why in the world would we go and become slaves in an even worse way than we have ever been before? My God, help us. It says, listen, since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done. We're doing all sorts of stuff today that should never be done. Put this in your notes. When we abandon God, he will leave us alone, and we will become captive to our own sinful lusts. If we ask people, what is freedom? And may I just say, those of you watching me, don't worry to write me a letter complaining that I'm speaking on topics that are taboo. Anything in the Bible, I'm going to preach. No matter what the society says, this is the authoritative word of God. So hold your letter, because I'm not going to stop preaching God's word, no matter what you say. Listen, if we ask people, what is freedom? I'm sure many of them would say freedom is the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's the idea people have of freedom. Freedom, I should be free to do whatever I want to do. You know, here's the part that I think is crazy as I was thinking about this message. We use that definition when it suits us. But the reality is that definition of freedom is obviously a lie. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? Well, if when we all get to, we don't have to go very far. When we get to the corner today at Mount Pleasant and Stanton, if everybody did what they wanted to do, most of us wouldn't get home alive. Because if when this traffic light is on green and the guys on Stanton who have red decide they're going to go through anyhow, am I right about it? We really don't have freedom unless, although we say freedom is the ability to do whatever you want to do. That is not freedom. I'll tell you what freedom is in a moment. You know, Cheryl and I were in Ho Chi Minh City some years ago. And in something just like what I told you about happened. Here we are walking on a one-way street. It's a one-way street. And we are walking opposing the traffic. So we're on the sidewalk opposing the traffic. So we are feeling perfectly safe. All of a sudden, people are scurrying. When we turn around, what is happening? A man is driving in the wrong direction, and he's driving on the sidewalk. He is on the sidewalk coming up. He thought he was exercising his freedom. But by his exercising his freedom, he killed my freedom. And listen, if I stayed on the sidewalk, we would be dead free. Listen, freedom is not the ability, write this down, freedom is not the ability to do what I want to do. You've heard me say this before. It's the ability to do what I ought to do. Freedom is not the ability to do what I want to do. It's the ability to do what I ought to do. There's a verse in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, I want to put on the screen because I have it in the New Living Translation. And here how it says, for you have been called to live in freedom, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Oh, my brothers and sisters, young people, get this. Whenever you talk about freedom, freedom is not supposed to be used to satisfy your sinful nature. And whenever we abandon God, that's exactly the type of freedom we're looking for. A freedom that is contrary to the will of God. A freedom that makes us want to do whatever we want to do. The Bible says, instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. Listen, the devil has fooled us to believing that freedom. Listen, last year over 80,000 people died from drug overdoses. Is that freedom? These people started using drugs because they were free. I want to do what I want to do. If I want to drink, I can drink. If I want to use alcohol, to use dope, I can use it. I'm free. But that type of freedom, listen, enslaves you. They ended up killing themselves. As a black American, this statistic hurts me. That although we're only 13% of the population, the CDC indicates that 42% of all new HIV cases are black individuals. Did you know that? 42% of all new HIV cases. We want to be free, but we are killing ourselves with this so-called freedom. We used to hear that homosexuality was genetic. You remember those days? Do you notice? No, nobody talks about homosexuality as a genetic issue. We now talk about it as a freedom issue, because people should be free to do whatever we want to do. And I can be a male, I can identify as male today, and I can identify as female tomorrow. Clearly, this is no longer genetic. Listen, we have become enslaved to our own lusts. The Bible says there in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, that when we decide to abandon God, we become enslaved to our own foolish thinking, and we do things that should never be done. 10, 15 years ago, there was a big debate about abortion as to when does, and the debate then was about when does life begin. And there was a big argument abortion should be allowed because we're not sure if that fetus is alive or not. Today, the issue of life doesn't even arise. Do you realize how things have shifted? Today, it's all about freedom. It's a woman's reproductive rights, we now call it. Her reproductive rights. The baby could be fully, we know the baby's alive. The baby's allowed to come through the birth canal. But now we are asking that the woman, because of her right to freedom, should be allowed to take the life of that baby. The issue of life is no matter, no longer an issue. We are doing things. Listen, I want to ask you, my friend, my brother, anyone listening, is this what freedom really should look like? My Bible tells me that God says, listen, God says when we abandon him, he will abandon us. And we're going to end up doing all sorts of stuff that is crazy. And young person, I want you to listen to me very good. Because listen, just because you come to church and you've heard the word of God doesn't mean that this society is not going to try to corrupt your mind. This society is soon going to make you, you heard on the news now as to whether a person in their early teens should be allowed to start taking different types of medication so they can change their sex. Listen, under the guise of freedom, we have abandoned God, and God has abandoned us. And this morning, God is saying there is a better way. And this is why this morning I believe he's challenging us with this message, rediscovering God. America, my brother and my sister, it is time for us to rediscover God. It is time for us to come back to God. Perhaps I'm speaking to somebody this morning. You're struggling with your sexual identity. Perhaps you have already done the sexual change operation. It doesn't matter where you are or what you have done. I just want you to know there's hope in Jesus. Listen, there is never a sinner so far from God that Jesus can bring him home. And this morning, my friend, if you're struggling with your sexual identity, if you're struggling with your sexual identity, I encourage you to turn to Jesus, because in Jesus you will discover who you really are. Amen. He will help you if you commit your life to him. He will help you discover who you are. And I want you to know we are here to help you. Oh, we're not going to throw a stone at you. We're not going to kick you in your behind. No, no, no. We are here to love you. Jesus loves you. No matter, you may read some of this thing. You notice that Jesus is not hating on anybody. The Bible is actually saying, listen, you have made a choice to walk away. And God is really saying, if you want to walk away, that's okay. He keeps pleading with you, though. He constantly is pleading. And this morning he's pleading with you again. He's not letting you go. He's allowing you to do what you want to do. And basically the Bible is saying if you want to go that way, he's not going to try and hold your hand and force you. God gave us a free will, and Adam and Eve made the wrong decision. They exercised their free will, and every single day, some of us are exercising our free will. Some of you are sitting right here, and you're Christians, and you're exercising your free will in the wrong way. You're choosing to do things that dishonor God. And though you're in church, you're doing all sorts of stuff that dishonor God. God has given us a free will. He's not going to force us. The Bible says He's not going to force you. He's going to leave you, but He's telling you when He leaves you, what the natural consequence is. When God leaves you, you're going to become a captive to your own lust. Don't write me and say this is a hateful message. It's a message of love. Message where God is saying to you, no matter how far you have gone, you can turn to Him. Amen. But secondly, listen, when we forget God, we lose our freedom. But secondly, when we forget God, we lose our faith.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, He would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.